Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
There was a time when many people sought to get steady, reliable jobs which were permanent and pensionable. Nowadays, having multiple employers and even multiple different careers is normal. But what will happen when AI starts eliminating vast swathes of even white-collar jobs? Well, one EU agency which follows how the workplace has changed and is changing is Eurofound, which is incidentally based in Loughlinstown, County Dublin. And Barbara Gestenberger is the head of the Eurofound Working Life Unit and is with me. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Joe.
Now, let's look back for a moment, Barbara. Has Eurofound studied how many jobs or careers we used to have in our working life 3 or 4 decades ago and how it's changed?
Well, it has certainly changed quite a bit, the world of work. Technology has changed what we do at work. It has changed how we work and most recently, even where we work. But AI will certainly bring a new wave of change. But at the same time, it's interesting to see that it has, at least so far, not led to major job losses. So even in sectors that use AI heavily, take the example of information and communication or financial services or professional and scientific activities, we've actually seen a growth of job if we look at the period 2019 to 2024. And here in Ireland, even more so than in the EU average. So it's quite clear that AI use, and these sectors, again, use AI heavily, does not lead necessarily to the disappearance of jobs. But what it does do, it changes jobs quite substantially.
And how would it change the workplace? In other words, if we were to pretend we were sitting here in 2040, what would be different? Who would not be here or what types of jobs would not be here?
It's probably not the types of jobs, it's the types of tasks that would be different. Because, you know, if you think about your own job, it's not just one thing that you do at work. It's not just one task. It's a bundle of tasks. And these tasks are interconnected. And the ones that are, standardized, are pattern-based, are, repetitive, those are the tasks that AI is very, very good at, much better than humans. So those will be the tasks that will be gone.
Such as what kind of jobs? Administrative jobs, obviously.
Exactly.
They're repetitive.
Exactly. If you take the example of the legal profession, document review, contract analysis, legal research, these are things that can be done and will be done by AI systems.
So if I was in university studying to be a lawyer, should I be a little bit nervous?
Not if you are expecting the change. You know, there is a management professor, Ethan Mollick, who says, we're not competing with AI, we are competing with people using AI. So the thing is, the trick is to embrace it and to learn how to use AI. Because in our research on labour market developments in Eurofound, we see that actually this trend of upward developments in the sense that we create more high-skilled jobs than low-skilled or middle-skilled jobs, that trend is continuing even though we have this technological change. And that is very likely to continue with AI. So it really is about being able to complement what AI does, being able to manage the operational systems that use AI to develop AI further. So if we focus on those tasks and those skills, then I think we're all quite good and safe when it comes to job loss.
We had a futurologist on the show this week from Bank of America, and he said that many of the people currently doing degrees at the moment are wasting their time and money because AI will have done away with many of their jobs in the next 5 or so years, he said. I mean, it was quite a bleak picture that he was painting. I'm guessing you're more glass half full.
Definitely, definitely. Because again, let's not think in terms of whole jobs disappearing. Let's think in terms of tasks in jobs changing. And we've seen this before with computer use. The fear was the same. The computer will do everything. It does not. New tasks have been emerging and even new jobs. The job of, let's say, social media manager or prompt engineer did not exist.
Mm.
So, you know, there are new opportunities. The important part is many of these jobs will be high skilled. So improving your skills is the best insurance for a job in the future.
And how do you improve your skills? In other words, what should you be studying? So if you had an 18-year-old son or daughter and they're thinking of going into university, what would you recommend?
I think initially it doesn't really matter. It's more the mindset that whatever I study at university is a start and I will have to upgrade my skills throughout working life. Mm. And that is probably something that has changed substantially, where people in the past were assuming, I got my degree, I'm done with learning. From now on, it's all plain sailing. That is certainly longer the case. Yeah.
And if you had a so-called blue-collar job, a trade, for example, are you going to earn more money than you earn at the moment?
That is a that's very difficult to predict. But if you look again at what tasks are involved in these blue collar jobs, especially the crafts job, those are actually quite difficult to replace with AI systems. Mm. That takes, very specific skills that are not routine, that are not standardized. So there is a good likelihood that actually those skills and will be more in demand. And therefore, those jobs will not only continue to exist, but also be better paid.
Are there any countries that are best placed to deal with the AI revolution of the next 5 or so years? In other words, that have a type of workforce that is ideally suited for this revolution?
Well, we see that there is definitely big differences in AI uptake, and countries like Denmark, Sweden, but also Luxembourg, Belgium, Netherlands have a much higher share of workers who already use AI on a daily basis. So I would argue, again, all countries that have good continuous vocational education systems pay a lot of emphasis on keeping workers skills
Your home
updated.
Country, Germany, is it well placed? Germany is a manufacturing center of excellence.
Yeah.
Will that be a good thing or a bad thing in the future?
It has a very strong vocational education system, so that's a good thing. Companies do invest in continuous training. That's a good thing. Is that a guarantee that they will perform well over time? It's difficult to say. But again, this emphasis on skills and upskilling, continuous upskilling, is what will make the difference.
Herzlichen Dank. That's Barbara Gerstenberger, the head of the Eurofound Working Life Unit based here in Dublin.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.